Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. It's Friday, so we're going to try to keep this one brief, Larson. This first story is pretty interesting. What's going on with AJ Styles shooting hard on Paul Heyman?
Well, it seems like AJ Styles' Mixer channel, while it's still around before it moves over to Facebook Gaming in about 2 weeks, has replaced, for the time being, RF Video as your go-to source for shoot interviews, because during his latest stream on Mixer, the phenomenal one shot hard on former Raw executive director Paul Heyman, and reports suggesting that AJ blamed Heyman for the release of the Good Brothers. And this is what he had to say, quote, "When it came to the rumor about Paul Heyman and me being upset with him because he didn't take up for Gallows and Anderson before they got released, that's not what it was at all, not even close. I'll give you a snippet of what me, Gallows, and Anderson already know. He's a liar.
Whoa.
Now you know. I'm sure you heard that before. If you go back and see the ECW days, you'll hear that. He's a bald-faced liar, so that's my take on that."
Wow. There was also, of course, the transcripts are from Cultaholic, by the way.
Yes.
There were also rumors, of course, that he was being essentially bullied off Raw. I think Randy Orton had sort of mentioned that he was made fun of because of his flat earth theory. Or belief in the flat earth theory, that is. I don't think it's his exclusively, sadly.
Well, he might have his own.
Yeah, he might have his own depiction of the planet Earth. Anyways, these transcripts come to you from Fightful. There were some rumors that AJ Styles left Raw to go to SmackDown because
this is a direct quote from AJ, so this is
I'm glad you clarified that, because this is him talking to his mic. It's like me saying, you know, there were some rumors that Steve didn't get along with Larson. Mm-hmm. So he says, "There were some rumors that AJ Styles left Raw to go to SmackDown because he was being bullied. That may be the dumbest thing I ever heard. I'm a grown man. If there was some bullying going on that upset me enough to leave Raw and go to SmackDown, I would handle it. Whether or not I still got my tail beat, I'd still handle it because I'm a grown man. I'll just throw that out there." So he's pouring cold water on all these dirt sheet rumors, but... beef with Paul Heyman, apparently.
Seems like it.
So, okay, obviously, we can speculate a little bit because he's throwing stuff out there. So he says it's not even close, him being upset with him because Paul Heyman didn't take up for Gallows and Anderson before they got released.
Yeah, so the report was initially that AJ more or less blamed Heyman for the release of Gallows and Anderson because he didn't utilize them.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, barring maybe, I don't know, 6 months of their tenure at WWE, Gallows and Anderson were never utilized well.
In was it 3 years, 2017?
About four, it was 2016.
Wow.
It's 2016.
Yeah, and you're talking 6 months conglomerated at that time.
There was like 3+ years.
A month here, a month there. Yeah,
yeah, a stretch here, a stretch there.
So he says he doesn't have... that's not the thing about Paul Heyman, but then he just immediately says, here's the deal, Paul Heyman is a liar. So I wonder if that... Like, what do you think...
I won't speculate on specifics.
Yeah, sure.
But we have heard since Heyman's firing, release, whatever, that a lot of ideas he was trying to push through, Vince wasn't letting them do.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Or was changing things or something. So, I mean, I guess if it's a situation where the initial reports were AJ blamed more or less Heyman for not utilizing Gallows and Anderson, and he thinks that leads to his release, even though Vince is the one who actually authorizes anybody being released. And then you combine that with the idea of Heyman maybe pushing for things to happen, Vince telling him no, mm-hmm. maybe the situation where Heyman goes up to him and says, hey, let's do this. And they're all like, cool, let's do it. And Heyman says, all right, only for it to not happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's I guess that's a diplomatic way of looking at it, where it's maybe everybody entered into these conversations with the best of intentions and it just didn't work out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Straight up calm. I mean, look, we've heard that from an endless number of wrestlers that Heyman's a liar. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nothing new. Yeah. What is new, if you look at any shoot interview or any interview at all with AJ Styles, is he is the most diplomatic person.
Yep.
He talked about Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff coming to TNA, which, you know, was basically a disaster creatively.
The worst thing you said about them is they didn't know his name.
And he seemed like it was not that big of a deal. He didn't seem to take much offense at that. So this is a pretty harsh indictment on Paul,
yeah.
Especially because there was that snippet of video from probably an AJ Styles 24, 365, something like that. One of the WWE documentaries where Paul Heyman was backstage and he pulled AJ aside and you see him just, you know, very effusively talking to him and saying, hey, you're really great. That's kind of interesting how that particular dynamic might have changed at some point.
Yeah, unless, you know, someone goes into more detail about the exact nature of the issue, we'll probably never know.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, it could be a situation where someone told a mistruth. It could be a situation there was a miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
Again, until someone provides details, we'll probably never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm totally throwing... Yeah, I'm not going to go there. Let's see here. Oh, also, speaking of AJ Styles, it also appears that he might be feuding with the bro this summer, because Dave Meltzer is reporting on the latest Wrestling Observer newsletter that AJ Styles versus Matt Riddle was also already set up when Riddle beat Styles in a non-title match. It also could be Riddle versus King Corbin, which has also been pushed on television with the idea of a Riddle win to set up the Styles match at SummerSlam. Dave is just reading
this
what
speculation
he's
speculation.
He's just in, it's the most basic.
Speculation. I mean, it's like earlier us saying, well, yeah, there could be miscommunication between Heyman and AJ and Gallows Anderson, or someone could have lied to somebody. Right. Either possible.
Yeah, yeah. Those are both great. I'm looking forward to him getting past King Corbin, Matt Riddle versus AJ Styles, and any number of people on that SmackDown roster. I mean, Matt Riddle versus Shinsuke. I don't know if we're gonna get that, given that Shinsuke is doing tag team stuff right now, but that's something I'd love to see. Matt Riddle versus Cesaro, I think, would be true. We already saw we saw what he did with John Morrison this past Friday.
It was awesome.
I didn't notice in the preview. There's nothing in the preview about
no him, Riddle huh? mentioned. No.
Okay. Well. Rey Mysterio, we reported on earlier this week, I think. Yeah, earlier this week.
It's been an ongoing story.
That
free agent.
He was working without a contract, so theoretically he could leave whenever. Anyway, there's some more on that. Larson, what's going on with this?
Yeah, Meltzer has the latest on Rey's contract situation, reporting that Mysterio, quote, has been appearing with WWE for the past few months.
Wow.
Without a contract. Under the terms of his previous deal,
mm-hmm.
Meltzer adds that, quote, there have been negotiations. Essentially, where things stand is that Mysterio had asked for a raise and been told that no raises were being offered mm-hmm. and that they had just let a number of wrestlers go, which we had heard before.
Yep.
Meltzer continues, quote, but given the company's expected to, by everyone who follows the business and to set a profit record this year due to the size of the television deals, he didn't initially accept that reasoning.
Good for him.
Yes, good for Ray. More from Meltzer. He also has the distinction, and he's not the only one, where even at a time when most companies are not adding new high number deals, he's a big enough star that he would likely be the exception. So Mysterio is free to negotiate with any other wrestling company right now. But it looks like he's seeing through this storyline with Seth and will look to make future plans. Once that wraps up, Steve, it's definitely something to
keep.
Don't
say it. Don't say it.
An eye on.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I wonder if one reason why he is, you know, I would doubt Rey. I mean, number one, Rey Mysterio doesn't have like a history of screwing people over. I don't think, like, you know, hey, I'm going to show up on AEW the same night that I'm on NXT or something. But I wonder, you know, given that he has high hopes for his son, or we've heard that anyways, you know, for his son to get pushed through developmental and end up with a roster spot, I would imagine is his ultimate goal. And maybe that's Walter's also.
Something Meltzer goes into newsletter as well, how essentially that Dominic wasn't seen on TV for a while. Apparently Ray's contract expired, and then they bring Dominic back.
They're always so transparent.
Reactionary
kind of stuff.
Like this stuff, I know.
Exactly.
In hopes that, oh, hey, Ray, stay here because we'll feature Dominic a lot. So, I mean, that's obviously a part of whatever decision Ray is going to make, it seems, what the future holds for Dominic, what kind of training he can get, what kind of platform he can secure for his son to advance his wrestling career.
Yeah.
And it seems interesting.
We read that report also the other day. We didn't really talk about it, but that WWE had been rehiring some of the employees that they had let go in April, like some of the writers. The writer, Andrea Listenberg, is that her name? Was apparently brought back as well. The one she had written, Listenberger.
Otis and Mandy stuff, yeah.
Andrea Listenberger. She had written, yeah, like you said, the Otis and Mandy stuff. I mean, I don't know. It might be the kind of thing where Ray's like, hey, you're starting to bring them back, you know, give me a raise. Or I wonder if he'd be like, hey, offset my raise with a Dominic push. You know, it's like, hey, I'll keep on the same salary, just start paying my kid pretty good and then give and then put him in NXT or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess the outcome of this eye for an eye match is going to be telling. If Ray loses and loses an eye via CG, as has been reported, I think, by Meltzer in the newsletter as well, you can pretty much expect his days to be done in WWE.
Evidently I am missing a lot by not reading the newsletter.
Yeah, it's just chock full of information this week.
They're gonna CG the eye.
Apparently.
Wow.
I believe that was Meltzer that mentioned that.
That will be interesting to see if that happens. I mean, that's gonna get people tuning in, man. Even if they're leaking this stuff out. I mean, that's actually not a terror. That's a smart move. You start leaking out, hey, we're going to CG some like hostile level eye gouging.
Yep.
That'll get people to tune in.
I know, man.
Oh, man. Speaking of getting people to tune in, I know you and I both tune in for Adam Cole, Bebe. Well, it looks like he might be in line for a huge face push. That means he'll be a good guy. Ryan Satin posted a Twitter poll yesterday, which asked, now that Adam Cole is no longer NXT champion, do you think it's time for Undisputed Era to implode?
How do you vote in that poll, Steve? Yay or nay?
Nay, of course nay.
Hard nay for me too.
Hard nay. The Twitter user, formerly known as Rovert, responded with this, was pitched fairly recently and was shot down apparently. Adam and the Undisputed Era at least have a big baby face run ahead of them in NXT. NXT fans have wanted to properly cheer Adam ever since his debut. Formerly known as Rovert is known to have a scoop here and there sometimes.
Yeah, you follow his postings far more than I, so you can speak to his authenticity and far more than I can.
So it's obvious that he knows people. Yeah. There's a lot of noise and a little bit of signal. I'll put it that way. He tweets a lot, misses a lot, but he knows his wrestling, that's for sure. And he does seem to know people. I'd take it with a grain of salt.
That's potentially reassuring, though, that the idea was pitched, assuming that
FKA Rovert.
Yeah, FKA Rovert. Assuming what he's reporting here is correct, that there was an idea pitched to break up Undisputed Era, and that was shot down. That's good to hear. Keep them together because as a unit, they're fantastic.
I'll take that one, man.
Whether they get another heel push or a babyface push, just keep them together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I don't care what you do, just keep them together. Let's see here. SmackDown preview, because SmackDown's tonight. The New Day await title challenge from Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro. Wait a second. Isn't that... That's actually... They're just having a match tonight, right?
Yeah, it's tonight, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What does that mean? New
That'll
Day
be a wonk.
Await what? Title challenge. Why don't they just have New Day
that
versus...
That means they're sitting at the Performance Center waiting for their match to happen.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Next. Yeah, Bayley and Sasha Banks ratchet up rivalry with Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Another tag match.
Oh, that'll be good. And then Jeff Hardy joins Miz TV after crashing Sheamus's toast.
And then finally, relive Braun Strowman and Bray Wyatt showdown at Money in the Bank. So we get a rerun.
That was a good match, though. But it was like less than a month ago that happened.
And it was, if I remember correctly, it was pretty short.
It was a pretty short match, yeah. Yeah.
Look and see how long it was.
It was a decent one, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
Braun posted a picture on his
story beats.
Braun posted a picture on his Instagram.
Yeah, it's all about 11 minutes.
Where he didn't have a beard back in the day. Mm-hmm. He odd looking character without the beard. I mean, he's an odd looking character with the beard. But yeah, anyways, it's one of those weird things where it's like, oh, I didn't imagine that the bottom half of your face would look like that. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We'll be back tonight at twitch.tv/Steven Larson for our SmackDown review. Be sure to tune in then. Thanks for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.